लेट्स स्टार्ट विद द श्लोका. ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ओम शांति शांति शांति. I think I'll stop here. I'll be taking just 1 hour of class because, I don't want to go too far and then people trying to find it difficult to catch up. Although I don't know if anybody else is there. I think at the most, Indra might join later, hopefully. Okay. So for 1 or 2 classes, I'll see if nobody's joining, then we'll go back to usual class timing. Okay.
What is that usual class timing?
Okay, you forgot that also. It is actually 8:30 to 10. One and a half.
But it's still on Friday, right? Eight. Okay.
Yeah. What I mean is usually it is 1.5 hours.
Okay.
But because it was only you who was coming all these days, I was taking for a shorter time.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
See, because then it will be difficult for if we go too far, right, for others to catch up.
Yeah, got you.
And I don't want to keep recapping every time, We are not going beyond otherwise. So, now I know that Kritika also has come up to date. So I'm going to go directly to chapter 18.1, unless you people have any doubts or questions, which we have seen so far. Any questions other than practicing and doing your homework? Anything else? Both of you, both of
Ma'am,
you.
in that in cha and eva, iti I'm not able to make a sentence or
Iti is actually
iti
like
is extra.
etc.
Okay.
So,
It's usually then all long sentences and then they say
yeah,
iti.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, you can add all the
And
you can add in the end. Also, you can say. Not etc. I'm sorry. Like this kind of. Iti means like. See, for example, in that itself, it's there, right? Mekhala api agachami iti uktavati. She said so. She said like that. You'll say right, like that. Like that.
Okay, fine.
Understood?
Malti,
Malti,
did we do 11? Yeah, it's echoing now. Yeah, 17.1, because last time we did
I did
16.
it very, you remember I said it's a very short, easy thing, yada tada, so it is okay, we'll finish it off.
Okay,
Kritika,
yeah,
homework also and sent.
Okay, I did not write that for my homework, then I'm like,
Yeah, because it's similar to yadi tarhi, so this is like then and when. If, see, when, okay, first sentence, yada aham tatra gatavan, tada saha pathati sma. If I am going, no, when I went to that, to wherever, tatra, right, where?
Tatra, wait.
When I went there, then, so it is when and then saha patati sma, then I studied there.
Okay.
Understood? So it is when and then, similar to yadi and tarhi. Remember?
Yes.
But yadi and tarhi is actually if and when.
Yeah, the end.
If you do this, then it is like this, right? Here it is when and then. When you do this, then it is like this. Understood?
Okay. Yeah.
So it is simple, it is not very difficult. That is the reason I just did 1 or 2 sentences and then we moved on and keeping that as remaining as homework.
Okay.
Okay, so we are going with 18.1. So basically, this is just to give, this we have seen already, right? The numbers. Ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancha. Then,
Shet,
shat. Then,
Sapta,
sapta.
Ashta.
Ashta.
Nava.
Nava.
Dasha.
Very good. All the rest is anyway the same. Eka, dasha, dva, dasha, like that, okay? Dve will come only as when it is two. After that, it becomes dva or dvi.
Dvi.
Depending on the number, okay? It will be either dva or dvi. Got it?
Dva is for two. Dvi is for plural. Is it dvi for plural?
Not like, exactly. Like, see, some cases like dvitiya. So sometimes it will become as dvi, some cases it will become dva, whereas it is dva dvasha.
Okay, dva dasha, dvitiya. Okay, got it.
So that way I'm saying. So okay, okay, basically it is that active and passive voice we'll say, right? Like the third person, first person.
Okay.
Dvitiya means second.
Second, right? Dvitiya.
But dva means two.
Dva is two, yeah.
Got it? Like that.
Yeah, got it.
So... So ekam dve trini chatvari ityetasam lingabedhah asti. So in these cases there is lingabedha. Linga means
gender, right? Gender.
Each gender, like whatever we see, right? Pulling, striling and napumsakaling in Sanskrit. In the three cases, the way it is written for the three cases, three linga genders will be not the same. It's not ekam all the time, or it is not ekaha all the time. Okay, like that. That is what we are going to see now.
Tadantaram lingabedha nasti. Nasti means there is not difference, right?
Yes.
Tadantaram is afterwards.
Rest of it.
Rest of it.
Anantaram. Anantaram means everything else.
Anantaram, okay.
So everything else will not have any Veda.
Veda, okay. Okay.
Okay. So it is Ekah Balakah. Okay, read actually. Rekha, you can read the first one.
Okay. Yatha Ekam. Ekah Balakah. Eka Balika. Ekam Phalam. So this one is masculine for singular.
Striling napumsakaling.
Yeah, pulling, striling, napumsakaling. So when it is for saha, like what we say for masculine, it will be ekaha.
Right.
Balakaha. Okay, eka for strilinga. Eka yes. For napumsakalinga. Okay.
Yeah. Kritika, right. Can you read the second one?
Dve, balakaha dvam, dvayam. Balika dvayam, phalam, phala dvayam.
Correct. So, Kritika, go unmute. When you ask a question, come back. Because once you are unmuted, it's echoing. So, the thing is, in dve alone, you can write it in two ways. Okay? It can be dvau balakau or balaka dvayam. Okay? That is the way, both ways are correct. That is one thing which is a very unique way of writing in Sanskrit for that alone. Got it? Same way. So that becomes the dual form, which we have not seen. So you will still stick to balaka dvayam, balika dvayam, phala dvayam. So the dvayam, stick to that for now. But when you see dual form, you will actually see that it can also be written in terms of the dual form. Okay? So it can be that the dual form again will change for each linga. So accordingly, you will change. Which is what we don't know right now, but I can tell you like it's dvau balakau, dve balike, or for napumsakaling also it will be dve balike. Okay, that is the reason they are not given that, because then you will not know which is whether it is strilinga or napunsakalinga, because it will come the same way. So right now you just go with balakadvayam, balikadvayam, phaladvayam. But yeah, I think we saw this, remember once, like dvichakrika.
Bicycle.
Dvichakrika means what?
Two-wheeler.
What is it? Bicycle.
Bicycle, yeah.
Right? Why? Because the two-wheeler, dvichakrika. Alright? Because it is chakrika, it is a strilinga, so it becomes, actually, in a normal way, it is dvichakrika, right?
Yeah.
Or it can also be written as chakrika dvayam. In some places, you will also see that way.
Okay.
That is the difference you are seeing here. Understood?
Yeah. Malati, can you please show me how to write dvay?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
One second. Let me come to whiteboard. Okay. You can see my whiteboard, right?
Yes.
Okay, see, this is the.
Yeah.
Right? So basically, it is nothing but id plus way.
But
we will not write it like that. The way it is written is id is half, va is half, and then the way comes on the va.
Okay.
Just like, see, we, you remember dhya? How does dhya come? Id?
Yeah, idea.
Instead of this, we actually make this as half plus ya. This is what is dhya here. Right? Similar to that. Or you can even say ing. You remember ing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is ing. Remember, this is inga, ga. So half of this and half of this.
Yeah, ga half and ia.
Like that only, it is the same way here.
This is a vastakshara, right? You are like two different, yeah.
Yeah, it's a conjunction. It's called, yeah. You can call it as a conjunction or an addend consonant.
Yeah.
We have seen this in the beginning only.
Yeah.
But
like when you say Bhagavad Gita, right, you can write that, right? Bhagavad Gita
is a single, there is nothing there.
No, it's there, right? Bhagavad Gita, when you write that?
Actually, you're not supposed to, because Bhagavad is actually a separate word and then Gita is separate.
Uh-huh.
You mean this one? Normally, people don't, you're not supposed to write.
Okay.
So it is not, actually Bhagavad Gita is not a good example.
Yeah, where did I see that?
No, but there are other lot of places where you can, see, just now I said, right, similarly you can even say sra or tra. How does that come?
Isra
also. Or shwa.
Ashwa.
Right? All that is like that. Half and half.
Uh-huh.
Got it?
Yeah.
I mean, here, why I said this is like Bengaluru, if you write, right? You write this thing.
Yeah, but that's different, right? Like there you are not, that is not like two letters.
No, it is, right? I'm talking of this ing, usage of this ing.
Okay.
Like
yes.
This only.
Yeah.
That is the ing I was talking of.
Ba plus, that is visarga, right? That
It is not, yeah, it is a, this ing. Yeah. Cha cha ja ja, not cha cha ja ja na. Ta 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 da da nya, that
yeah.
One.
Okay.
Ing, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you write it half and then the g goes under that.
Under, okay.
Like that. So that comes in for example, in the word Bengaluru. I just gave that as an example.
Okay.
Now, next. Rekha, go to the next one.
Okay. Trini. Trayaha Balakaha That means three boys. Tistraha balikaha.
So this is the same. You have to remember. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Trini palani.
Trini. Trini palani. Remember, this is na, that is na.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, that you have to remember. So, any pulling is trayaha. This you have to remember. See, what we are learning here is what comes for each linga. So, this is what you have to remember. Tisraha is for strilinga. Trayaha. So, don't think it should be tisra. Because every time you have seen that akarantaha is strilinga, not necessarily.
Yeah, okay.
So that is one thing you have to notice here.
Yeah, right.
Tisraha. Okay?
How do you say tisraha?
Tisraha. So basically, this is nothing but is plus raha. So, you have half sa and then the ra. Okay? Similar to your tra, it ra. This can also be written this way, so you don't know the difference. I mean, you can have a difference. This or both are same. Alright? Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, Kritika, next one.
Chatvari, chatvarah balakaha.
That should be balak.
Balakaha.
No,
Chatastraha balikaha. Chatvari halani.
Yes. So, understood what it means is, right? Because these are all plural. See, 1 and 2 alone will have a difference, right? 1 is 1, singular. Ekaha, right? Ekaha, eka, ekam. Similarly, dvau, dve, dvi. Or dvayam, dvayam, dvayam. That's all is the difference. There is no difference there, right? Only the from the third onwards, it becomes plural. Got it? Agreed?
Yes,
that is where you get
the the linga changes. Balakaha.
Not
balakaha.
Only the linga. Also number, numbers, the name changes only because of that. It is not anymore trini. It is trayaha, tisraha, trini. Similarly, chatvaraha. Same way. Chatvaraha, chatastraha, chatvari. Got it? Next one will be. From next onwards, it is always only pancha, shada, shada, sapta. All that is the same. Okay? So, only till here, you will have a difference. Got it? Any questions?
Okay. And for 6, 7, and 8,
also? That's what I just said.
Okay.
Shad balakaha, shad balikaha, shad falani. Sapta balakaha, sapta balikaha, whatever it is only sapta.
Okay.
It will not change. It will not be saptani phalani or sapta balik, saptaha balikaha. No.
Okay. So only for eka, first 1, 2, 3, 4, we have different.
Correct. Only those, see, one is singular, that is separate. Similarly, two. There is a dual form or there is a dvayam, that kind of a form. That is two. Then three and four are plural, out of which you will have that trayaha, trini and chatvari alone will differ. Everything else is plural and this number will stay. Eka dashaha, eka dvadashaha, all those. Got it? Okay. I think the next one you can do as a homework or you want to try just one or two. Next page. Kati santi iti likhatu. Seeing the picture, you have to give me what is the number. give me a second, give me a second. Who's going to say now? Kritika just finished. Okay, Rekha.
Okay.
Tell me Vyagraha. What is the answer there?
Vyagraha, let me see. Yeah, Vyagraha, we have three of them, right?
Yes.
So for three, Trayaha, Vyagraha.
Very good. That's all.
Tristraha, Vyagraha, Vyagraha.
No, no, no. Hello, hello, hello. Vyagraha is only pulling.
Oh, but you don't have Tigris?
No, you still only say Vyagraha.
Okay, even for, okay, there is...
I mean, at least I don't think there is any specification there anywhere.
So, tiger, yeah, we have tigress also, right?
I know, but then tigress, maybe it is Vyagraha, but I don't know. We usually don't come across that. It's only Vyagraha.
Okay, so for both, okay.
Yeah. As far as I know, but maybe it is there, but yeah.
Yeah, so there is no Trini, there is no Napumsaka, so there is nothing. Yeah, it's only, okay.
No, no, no. But you have a point, maybe there is, when it comes to Tigris, then maybe it is called Vyagraha.
Okay.
Vyagraha. No, 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 I think, no, it is not. I think Tigris is called something else. Vyagravadu.
Vyagravadu, okay.
Yeah, or Vyagri. Vyagri.
Vyagri. Is it E? Vyagri?
Vyagri.
Gri, yeah, okay.
Okay, so it can't be... I mean, correct, you are right. When it comes to Vyagri, then it becomes...
Shintraha? Vyagrihi.
Yeah, correct. Vyagrihi.
Okay. Okay.
Good. Kritika, tell me, the first row, last one. Read it and tell me also the answer. First row, last one. Kritika, are you there?
Are you there? Yeah, the caps, right? Is it that? Okay, is it Pipilika?
Yeah.
Okay, so Pipilika is three lingam, three of them. So it would be Triyas Pipilikaha. Trista Pipilikaha.
Tristraha
Pipilikaha.
Correct. Sorry guys, that was my mother. Okay, so the rest of it you have to fill it up, okay? I don't think it's difficult because anyway you're seeing the number of the things in that and then you have to just write, okay?
For Malti, for this is masculine, right? For feminine, what do you say? Simhini?
Which one? Same. Lioness.
Yeah, for lioness, what do you say?
You keep asking all feminine. Why do you want to look at feminine people?
I need to know both, right? We have. Yeah.
Simhi.
Vyagri Simhi. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Rekha, just tell me the last one, the caps actually.
Caps.
It's the last row.
From this we have Ekam, Dve, Trini, Chatvari, Pancha, Shet, Sapta, 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 Shirastram.
Is it Shirastram?
Shirastram, yeah.
No, what is the plural for it?
Shirastrani, Shirastrani.
Yes, Shirastrani.
Okay, this is for one cap, this is yeah.
Remember, it is a Napumsakaling, so you have to go with plural Napumsakaling.
Okay, Sapta Shirastrani.
Yeah, don't forget that, that's why I asked you to write it. So similarly, you have to write for the rest of it, okay? We saw Pulling, Streeling and Napumsakaling. Similarly, write all the rest of it. Fill up the rest of it, okay?
Okay.
That will be both of your homework. Okay, Chitranam, 19.1.
One second, homework, 18.1, okay.
Actually, write it down, Rekha, separately, and then can you take a picture of it and send it in the group after the class?
The homework?
40. Yeah, what all did I give you homework? Only this much, right, so
yeah, 18.1.
No, 18.1, page 40.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
So write that.
Okay.
This one also will come as a homework. So
19.1.
Take a picture of it and put it in the group after the class.
Okay, okay, sure.
Chitranam, sorry. Okay, sorry. Read. Kritika, read. Rekha just finished.
Chitranam, sahayayena riktastalani purtayatu.
Read it again.
Chitranam Sahayayena.
Sahayayena.
Sahayena.
Sthalani. Not sthalani.
Sthalani purtayantu.
No, read it again. Last word.
Puryantu.
Purayam. You are still stuck. Kritika.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have to be very read it. Try to make an effort. Can you mute yourself, please? Yeah. See, why I'm making you people read properly also is because unless you get your words properly, you will not be able to get the sandhi out of it if it requires. And unless you do a sandhi I mean as in the grammar split, you remember we have done that before. That is very, very important in Sanskrit. Only then you will understand the exact meaning of every single sentence and every single word properly. Okay? See, for example, Chitranam Sahayena. Why did I specify that? Because it is Sahayena is actually one single word only, but sahayam karotu means like taking the help of. That is what it means. Okay, sahayam sahayena. Sahayam is actually singular, sahayena is actually the vibhakti here. And then riktasthalani, riktam plus sthalam, right? Riktam is blank, sthalam is place. So it is actually fill in the blanks basically. So blank space. Sthalani, lot of spaces. So the thing is, you should understand the meaning of each word. For that, unless you read it properly, you will not be able to understand it. Okay? That's why I'm making you read it again and again. So even if you, don't get irritated or anything, but that's the way you can actually learn. So you have to practice to get the words right. Okay. Purayantu means fill it up. Fill it. Okay. Like that. All right. So fill in the blanks. That's what it means ultimately. Seeing the Chitranam Sahayana. Taking the help of the pictures. Got it? Now read the first sentence. Who was reading? Rekha. No, no, sorry, Kritika. Finish the first example. Example.
Yatha hastah sah hastena karyam karoti.
Right. So basically this is what vibhakti. This is using a vibhakti. What vibhakti is this? We have seen this before. What vibhakti is this? You are converting hastaha, the noun, to a vibhakti. Which vibhakti is this? Okay, tell me at least even in English if you can understand and tell me. What
is it with?
Yes, correct. With. So what does it answer? We have seen the questions before. What all vibhaktis are there in that order? And which question is answering this with? What is the question actually? And what is the vibhakti? Which vibhakti is this?
Katham.
Okay.
Tritiya vibhakti.
Very good. Correct. By which or how, right? Katham. Yes. Correct. So that is how you find out the vibhakti. That's the easiest way to find out the vibhakti. So here, what is the example? Hastaha. What is hastaha? Hands. Saha hastena karyam karoti. With the help of the hands. Actually, but we don't have to, in Sanskrit, you don't have to specifically say that big sentence, right? So, with hands, that's all. Saha, he does karoti, does karyam, work, with hands.
It's but only singular, right? Hasta is singular, right?
With his hand.
With his hand.
Yeah. So, it is only hastena.
Yeah.
All right. He didn't say hastaha, remember?
Yeah.
It's only one hand. It is hand, not fingers.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Next one, Rekha. Read the next one.
Sivana yantram. That is tailoring machine, sewing machine. Sa.
Machine. Sivana is siva. Yeah. Sivana.
Yantram.
Yeah. Sewing, yantram is machine.
Sa, this is for female, right? Sa, sivana yantrena, vastram sivayati. Sa sivana yantrena vastram sivyati.
Good. By the way, the sa is striling. That is okay. But that doesn't change the vibhakti of the noun. Remember.
Yeah.
The sa is only for the verb.
Yes.
It's only for the verb.
Uh-huh.
Agree? Understood what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sivyati. Okay. See, if it was, for example, instead of sa, I say, te sarve sivana yantrena vastram, then what will be the ending? Hello?
Santi?
Sivyanti.
Sivyanti.
So the verb is actually the one which is referring to the sa or the subject. Got it? Mm-hmm. Here the subject is sa. The verb is sivyati. The noun is sivanayantram.
Yeah.
So the noun only takes the vibhakti change. So it doesn't matter whether it is pulling or striling in the subject. The noun itself is what you have to look for. Whether the noun is pulling or striling or napumsakalingam. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, in this one, this is napumsakalingam.
The word itself, the sivana yantram itself is a napumsakaling word.
Okay.
Accordingly, it will change for the vibhakti. That is all you have to look at.
This hastaha, so is this masculine?
Yes, it is a pulling hastaha. So
I don't.
So the pulling and the napunsakaling will have the same, mostly the same vibhakti ending.
Okay.
I sent this before. Again, I think I last time somebody asked me to send it. I forgot. I'll try to send it again. I have those flashcards which I've made for each of the linga and the vibhaktis. I'll send it again. You people look into it. Okay, that is all you need to know. And then the next two again is only napumsakaling and pulling. So don't do that. Try doing the dvichakrika kritika.
So you don't want to do this suyataha?
No, that is also pulling only, right? So do the other one. Do the one after that.
But we have to do it for homework, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I mean right now in the class.
Okay. Okay, got you.
So it will be Bharati Dvichakrikam.
No. Yes. I think not done it in Tamil.
In Lata it is given Latam.
No.
So it will be
Latam is Dvitiya.
No, okay, Lataya.
Lataya.
So Lataya. So this will be Dvichakrikaya.
Very good.
Vidyalayam Gachanti.
Correct. So I'll write it for the sake of both of you. So it is Dvi. This Dvi is also very similar to whatever, okay. Dvi, Chakri, right? Kra, Kri, Dvi Chakri, Ka, right? This is your noun actually. The Vibhakti will become Dvi Chakri Kaya. This is my Tritiya Vibhakti. Got it? Rekha, do the next one, Rekha. You will understand what I was telling you now.
Okay. So the next one is Kunchika. Kunchika means key?
Yes.
Kunchika. Esha. Talam udghatayati. Udghatayati is opening?
Yeah.
Kunchika
is the word.
Kunchikaya.
Not Kaya.
So it's okay, just like how we did Vichakrika.
Exactly. So the Ka alone gets changed to Kaya.
Okay. So
if it is Akarantaha, if it is Ikarantaha, the next one, try the next one, Kritika. Okay, you got this right, Rekha, that's all. Esha Kunchikaya. Talam Udghatayati. Kritika, do the next one. Ikaranta.
Duravani.
Duravani.
That's what I have in my book.
I understood yours.
Apanikah dash sambhashanam karoti. Duravani will become, Ri will become what?
Ikaranta.
I don't have Ikarantaka thing.
It is similar to Lataya. It is Duravanya. We did for Nadi long back, you people.
Oh, it's the same plural.
Did Nadya, remember? Same thing. Okay, instead of Duravani, Ikarantaha will become Ya. See, same thing, right? See, okay, I'll tell you easier way to, I have given this before also, I don't know if you people are following it. For every vibhakti, I have been trying to explain how the ending becomes. See, if it is a also, what are you actually adding? Ya. Correct? The ka is nothing but what?
The alphabet, like,
verb,
like that.
Like, yeah. So, like, no, no. See, the ending, what I'm talking of is, like, say, kunchika. What is ka? Ka is nothing but ka plus?
A.
Right? So, the a is what you're converting to ya. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, if I'm talking of Duravani, it is E.
E, yeah.
So the E, so what is Duravani? I mean, Duravani is one single again, right? So it becomes E, Duravana, plus E, if at all you can do it, right? So the E plus A. Ya, again, sorry, E plus ya, right? Which we have seen in the beginning, go back to the first or second recording. This will be converted to,
yeah.
E will get removed and it will be converted to ya, remember? We did this, I don't know how much your people remember. So it becomes actually E plus Ya, which is nothing but the in. That is how you are getting the, I mean, I have explained this before. One second. So basically, for example, see Duravani, right? That can be given as, I'm not writing the whole thing, so Duravan plus E, right? And now you're converting, you're removing the E and replacing it by Ya. Whatever the ending is, that is what you're replacing by Ya. Correct? So it becomes In plus Ya instead of In plus E. Understood the difference? So, in plus ya is what? In ya. So, dura van ya. Understood what I'm trying to say? Hello?
Yes, yes,
ma'am. See, I'll do one more. For example, nadi. How do you actually get the?
Na.
Nad, no, nad plus e. Correct. Now, what are we doing for every vibhakti? It is the same. Only the vowel, only the vowel part only will change. Whether it is a, late, lata, late, latayam, whatever, right? Like that. Or it will add or it will change. Okay. Either you will add yam. Or you'll add im, or you'll change the akarantaha to a, like that. Okay? Generally, I'm saying. So, in this case, this for with tritiya vibhakti, for strilinga shabdaha, we are actually converting the vowel to Ya. Whatever the vowel is, whether it is A or E or U, anything the vowel is, for Strilinga Shabda alone I'm talking of. Okay? Only for Striling. Whether it is A, whether it is A or E or U, these are the Striling Shabdaha you can have. any of these will be converted to replaced by ya. So if it is ik plus a kunchika, then this a alone will be converted to not ik, ka plus a, right? Kunchika, remember. So ka plus a, a alone gets converted to ya. So it is kaya, right? E alone gets converted to ya. So it is id in this case plus ya. That is how you are getting dya. That is how you are getting nadya. Understood? Same way with okay, same way with, tell me the next one, the scissors. I think Rekha, it's your turn.
Yeah, it's kartari. So this is also napumsakalinga, right? Kartari.
How is it napumsakalinga?
It's a non-living thing, right?
So what? What is the ending of this?
Re. So is this, how do you, re.
Yeah, nadi is also non-living thing. Kunchika is also non-living thing.
Yeah.
How did they become living?
I don't know. How do you determine whether it's,
it is just, don't overthink. You are thinking too much. Just think, only see the ending. Only the ending. We have seen this right in the beginning. Rekha, don't make me go all the way to the first chapter.
No, I know that. Re is, yeah, like E, whatever.
That is all. Don't go by English. This is not English. So in Sanskrit, we are not looking at gender as in living, non-living. The ending is what actually makes the gender. Aha will be pulling shabdaha. Akarantaha, ikarantaha, ukarantaha will be striling shabdaha. Anything ending with im will be napumsakaling. Because you don't have, remember, in English you don't have neuter gender. So you have only living and non-living. Whereas here you have three genders. So you can have non-living also as strilinga or
nalinga.
Yeah. Got it? So don't get confused with that or don't overthink on that. Now, how do you split first of all kartari? Or if you directly tell me the answer, that's fine. But I mean, split in a sense, just the ending alone. How do you, just like the way I explained before, how do you get the re?
Kartariya.
Good. Very good. That's all. And how do you get that? Kartar plus E.
Yeah.
And the E alone
becomes Ya. Okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
Very good. That is all. So good.
Sauchikaha means, what does it mean here? Sauchikaha means, is it a tailor?
Yeah. Sauchikaha is tailor.
Sauchikaha. Kartariya vastram.
With the sister, he cuts the cloth.
Yeah.
Vastram kartayati. He cuts the cloth. Okay? Aapanikah durvanya sambhashanam karoti.
So how do you write now kartariya while writing?
Okay, same thing. Just this is ya, right? So it becomes karta. So till here it is the same.
Yeah.
Then the ya, here alone, it is ir first, right? So
it
comes on the top. Kar, karta, irya.
Area. Okay, got it.
Same as karta. Ir also will come before the ya when you spell, although you will be writing on top. Got it?
Okay, yeah. And that ni.
Next is also Strilinga Shabdah.
Ankani, are you talking about Ankani?
Ankani, actually, that is the only one, right? So go ahead and tell me that also. I think that is Kritika. Give me the answer for the last one.
Ankani, Balika, Ankinyaha, Chitra, Likhati. Balika, Ankinyaha.
Why aha?
Ankinyaha.
Ankani.
Ankanya.
Ankanya.
Yeah, Ankanya.
That you went word by word, you got it correct. Right? So that's why I keep telling you. You are assuming sometimes. That is why you are jumping. Don't assume. Read every single letter separately. This is Ankani. Correct? Ankan plus E. Now the E alone is replaced by Ya for the Tritiya Vibhakti. So it becomes see the Anka, this is also the same way, right? Conjunct consonant. So it is Ankan, yeah. Got it? Half Na, and then the yeah. Both of you, did you understand?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Yeah, got it.
I mean, I am actually giving you in the easier way. Nobody will tell you this way, but if you can understand this, that will be the best. Because it's easy for you to understand this way. That's why I'm telling you like this.
Okay.
Any vibhakti, it is easier if you split it like this, so you won't have a confusion. Whether it is napumsakaling, whether it is... what is it? Whether it is strilinga, whether it is pullinga. See, I'll tell you even for this. See, for example, you have just, you wanted to do syutaha, right? This is, what is this? Which gender is this? Which
pullinga.
Pullinga. So pullinga shabdaha, the tritiya vibhakti is ena. Okay, so the aha is actually being converted to ena, right? Syutaha, so it becomes syutena, syut. So how is this split? It plus aha, correct?
Yes.
Now that it plus ena. So it becomes syutena. Understood? The aha is replaced by ena. This is the same for pullinga and strilinga. Okay. So that is how you got. What did you get? Sivana yantram. Okay. So let me do just the yantram alone. Yeah. Yantra plus am. Remember, am is a vowel. No, am is the vowel here. Am is what you are converting, replacing by ena.
It will be ena, right?
In this case, it will be ena because it is tra. Okay. But concept is the same. That is what I mean. Yantre. So it is not yantra mena. That is where a lot of you people make a mistake, right? That is why I am trying to explain here. the am is what actually is being replaced by the vibhakti. So it is yantra plus ena or ena. Here it is ena, so it becomes yantrena. Understood? Understood?
Ma'am, in the phalam, it is becoming phalani. So
no,
yantram
no.
Becomes in that
is it phalane? Phalane?
Yeah,
it's phalane. Ni properly.
Phalane.
No.
What I have written is phalane. Maybe I have written
it wrong. Because you have written it wrong. It is phalena. Not phalane. It is phalena. See, same thing. Phal plus am. This is being replaced by ena. So phal plus ena. So it becomes phal, phala, ena. Right? Phalena. It is not phalane, it is phalena. See, one single stroke change differs the meaning itself. Understood? Same way, one thing you people, one thing we have not done. Lokayanam. Lokayanam means train, but in this case they have shown it as bus. Doesn't matter. Janaha dash prayanam kurvanti. By. It can also be by the help of. Right? That is also the same with the vibhakti. So, lokayanam. So I'm just doing just the yanam alone. Hey, why am I doing this? Oh, shucks. Something happened here. Right? So lokayanam. What should it be then? What is the answer for that? Hello? One of you? Or both of you?
What will be the lokayanam?
So, lokayanam, right? Lokayan plus am. And so that becomes the ena. So it becomes yanena. That's all. Understood? So ultimately what I mean is the pure vowel. That is why you should be very careful on. That is how you should know how to first of all split. This is why I keep saying that you have to read it properly. Only then you'll end up splitting the word properly. Only if you end up splitting the word properly, you will end up writing the vibhakti properly. Now you understood why that workflow is important. That flow is very...
Yes.
Right? See, this everything, right? A, I, E, Ru, Ru. Aha. This is your pure vowels. Correct? So only those are being changed for vibhaktis. That is the basic you have to understand. Very basic. Once you understand this, it is easy for you to know what will the ending be. Of course, the second part is what is the ending for each vibhakti? Then you change it for each linga. How does it go? But it doesn't change at all once you know the vowel which is in the ending. Whether it is strilinga, pullinga or napumsakalinga, you just saw, right? If it is ena, it is ena only. If it is ya only. Whatever the ending is. For strilinga, right? So how it changes is only with the last vowel, which is what is very important in your split. Whether it is aha, whether it is whether it is a, whether it is e, whether it is oo, all those things. Got it? Both of you? Any questions?
No, yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, Malti.
Understood now?
Yes.
I mean, any doubts you can always ask, Rekha. I'm like kind of just going over. I know it's a basic thing, but still, you know, I want to kind of be very clear on what you people are learning.
Can you send us a few of these to do?
It is already, we finished off. Do one thing. Use the pictures on the left and write sentences with that teacher. I'll try to send you some sentences. I have to make it myself only. I think I don't have any. I'll see if I can have.
No, we'll use these pictures, ma'am. That's okay.
Yeah, because that will be a good practice, right? That way you'll also get to know the words for the pictures. Right? So try to take the pictures, use those words, and make sentences using Tritiya Vibhakti. Got it? See, so far we have seen, I think we saw Shashti Vibhakti last time, right, Rekha? So we have seen Shashti Vibhakti, we have seen Tritiya Vibhakti, we have seen Dvitiya Vibhakti, Pratama Vibhakti, anyway we have seen. Saptami Vibhakti also we saw, right?
Yeah.
So we have to do see only Panchami and Chaturthi Vibhakti, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll do that actually next class.
Okay.
I'll directly go to that so that it will be easy for you to go in. I mean, we'll finish off all the Vibhaktis that way.
Okay.
Then I'll come back to the rest of the stuff. So that it'll be easy for you people to make sentences from now on.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I'll try to give homework on this. Next week, I will not be able to take class mostly.
Okay.
As of now, I think so. If there is any change, I will let you people know. Okay, so we'll meet the class after the next class. Let me do the last shloka. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu. Om Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Om Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Om Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Thank you.